Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice and the spirit of the EDL. Tonight, as you all know, ladies and gentlemen, it's Remembrance Day today. And we always pay our tributes to this time of year. My friend Dave and myself, it's so important we do that. But let me read the script. I've got to thank you, Dave, once again for the slides and the script itself for this evening. I say welcome to the English Defence League radio show, Remembrance 2023. Welcome to the English Defence League radio show with your host, Jeff Danger Man Mitchell, and my wingman, and my Danger Man, Jeff Mitchell. And my panellists this evening are, are Bonnie, Lady Danger Williams, and Dangerous Dave Milner. Tonight, we will honour our veterans for Remembrance Day and Armistice Day by recognising the fallen, the wounded and their loved ones, along with those currently serving. We know all sacrifice so the world could be free. And we will call out the cowards who disrespect them. No surrender, ever. All that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. Of course, that was by the late, great Edmund Burke back in the 1770s. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. And of course, that was by the late, great President John F. Kennedy. So without a further ado, let me bring on my buddy, Dave. Good evening, Dave. Good afternoon, isn't it? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, my voice is a bit messed up, but anyway, I'm sure we're going to have a very solemn time. But at the same time, we have to do what to do. We've got to respect the guys who laid down their lives for people like myself and Dave. Of the many, many millions of us across this world. So with that, Dave, let me pass it over to you, mate. Thank you, Dave.
Yes, good evening, Jeff. And good evening to everyone. Hello to everyone around the world. Yes, this is a solemn time, a solemn day that we are recognizing the war dead. And, of course, all of the others, as mentioned in the script. There are many programs that come out on the 11th and around the 11th that talk about respect for our veterans. And they try to infuse something else into that. We're going to be about respect here, although we are going to have to talk about a very negative thing that went on yesterday around the cenotaph in London. And to that point, we're going to begin with a story about that. But first, we'll take care of some housekeeping. If you want to get into the chat and talk with Jeff, you go to, we podcast here live every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. in the U.K. That's 3:30 p.m. Eastern in the United States. And if you want to get into the chat, go to blogtalkradio.com and type in English Defence League Radio Show or EDL Radio at the top right center search box. Follow the links. And if you are registered with Blog Talk Radio, you too can get into the chat and you can have a talk with Jeff, and he'll give you shout-outs and whatnots and things of that nature. And we also want to welcome all of our friends listening at the TECN.TV radio page. If you want the best in urban Christian conservative news, talk, and entertainment, go to TECN.TV and be sure to look for the TECN.TV.com Rumble page, where you will see great segments from various TECN.TV shows, including the segment that I do with Ken McClinton, who is the CEO of TECN.TV. That segment happens at about 10:30 p.m. Eastern in the United States on Thursdays, and that would make it about 3:30 a.m. Friday in the UK. So most of you, if you want to catch that, you're going to need to go to the TECN.TV.com Rumble page, and you can get that then. As for myself, we'll go ahead and do that bit. I am the Unpleasant Blind Guy, and my shows are available at the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. My normal show times are 1 p.m. Eastern in the United States, and that is 6 p.m. in the UK, Monday through Friday. And New to You shows are available starting at midnight Eastern in the United States on Saturdays, and that is 5 a.m. in the UK. And with all of that, now, of course, I also have to mention, sadly, Bonnie Danger Lady Williams will not be with us. She is feeling under the weather, but we know that she's with us in spirit. So, Bonnie, praying for you, hoping that you're going to get better. And with that said and with that done, I'm going to pass it to Jeff to see if there is anyone in the chat.
Yes. Yes, Dave. We've got a very own bring on boy. He's saying, good day, chaps. He also goes on to say, had the BGR gods, I think, been friendly to your show, being broadcast. Other shows we like to adventure with had all kinds of issues. At this moment in time, no, we haven't had any issues with the BGR firm. Moment, but you never know. But thanks for that, giving me a heads up on that and myself and Dave. And also, we have our very own Bigfoot here as well. He's saying, hi, boy. Hi, Jeff. Hi, Agador. Bring your boy saying, hey, Big. So there you go, Dave, just to give you an heads up. We've got both the gentlemen joined us in this evening. So with that, back to you, Dave.
All right, and welcome to Bring It On, Boy. Now, more or less, BTR has been behaving itself over the past few years with us. I have a feeling that the more popular conservative shows get here, though, the more they may be tempted to mess with them just a little bit, doing things like putting commercials on to the back of Jeff's programs about 5 or 6 seconds after it's done. They'll shove commercials in there, and we both encourage everyone not to take advantage of any services that are advertised or buy any products that they advertise. This show is about the spirit of the EDL and defending the children and the people of the United Kingdom, and about freedom and liberty. It's not about selling stuff. So, just ignore that stuff that BTR puts in afterward. But also want to say a big hello to Bigfoot. Bigfootsplace.blogspot.com is where you can get Biggie's blog. Okay. Now, guys, we're going to jump right in with a negative story, sadly. I mean, so many positive things happened on Remembrance Day around the UK. There were all sorts of observances. Laying a wreath at the cenotaph. We know that the king laid one at the cenotaph in London. And Of course, there were smaller celebrations all over the UK, as there were here in the United States, and we'll get to some of those. We really have to discuss one thing, and some of the rest of it we'll get to next week, all right, because we want to kind of take it easy for Jeff's sake. He's a little bit under the weather himself, so we're going to just do this one because it is and was if not the most important, very telling as to who is and who is not supporting Hamas, or who did and who did not support Hamas on the Day of Remembrance, which should have been to honor the war dead of the UK. Now, this one here lasts just under 4 minutes, and you can check this out. This is the English Defense League radio show.
Two-tiered policing. Over 80 Britons preventatively arrested ahead of pro-Palestine armistice day protest. By Kurt Zindelka on November 11, 2023. London's Metropolitan Police have been accused yet again of applying different standards to protests based on their political affiliation, as dozens of so-called far-right demonstrators were arrested to prevent a breach of the peace as they attempted to pay their respects to the Cenotaph War Memorial on Armistice Day. As Britons from across the country came down to London on Saturday to honor the nation's fallen soldiers, the Metropolitan Police permitted another large-scale anti-Israel demonstration to take place, despite many, including Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, describing the march as deeply disrespectful to military veterans and the soldiers who gave their lives in service of the country. A much smaller band of supposed counter-protesters, including former English Defence League leader Tommy Robinson, came to the city vowing to protect war memorials such as the Cenotaph from vandalism. Video footage of minor scuffles with police was widely circulated by leftist social media accounts and establishment media as evidence of the threat of the far right. The police also claimed that counter-protesters hurled projectiles at officers. People on the ground at the protest claimed that such scuffles were initiated by the police, however, who attempted to block the people from paying their respects at the Cenotaph. While police arrested one person for an assault on an officer and another for possession of drugs, the demonstration was largely peaceful and even featured 2 minutes of silence for the nation's fallen soldiers. Yet, as the pro-Palestine protest began, the Met used its recently acquired and wide-ranging powers to arrest some of the counter-protesters before they had even committed a crime. Officers have arrested 82 people in Tashbrook Street, Pimlico, to prevent a breach of the peace. They're part of a large group of counter-protesters we have been monitoring who have tried to reach the main protest march, the Met said in a statement. We will continue to take action to avoid the disorder that would likely take place if that happened. Many on social media malign the police force for its tough crackdown on the Patriot protest while previously taking a soft touch on pro-Palestine protests. Liberal comedian and political commentator Constantine Kisson said, "And just like that, the police have no problem arresting large groups to prevent a breach of the peace. Home Secretary Zuella Braverman was right. Two-tiered policing. It's astonishing how fast you learned how to police protests when they're no longer politically correct," GB News presenter Darren Grimes added. Meanwhile, the pro-Palestine protest, the fifth major demonstration in London since the October 7th Hamas terror attacks on Israel, once again featured anti-Semitic chants placards, including signs featuring swastikas and comparing Israel's retaliatory strikes on Gaza to the Holocaust. Chanted from the river to the sea, a genocidal war cry calling for the total destruction of Israel and its people, were once again recorded on the streets of London. Some of the protesters were even filmed wearing Hamas-style headbands. The London police force has faced intense criticism, including from Home Secretary Zuella Braverman, for taking a light approach to the anti-Israel protests over the past month. Even people publicly calling for jihad at demos in London were excused by the police force, who said that the word jihad has a number of meanings. There have been no arrests at the pro-Palestine march announced so far by the police at the time of this reporting. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow a Kurt Zindelka or email to zindelka@breitbart.com.
And there you go. Welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff. Danger Man Mitchell. Jeff, your views, well, buddy.
Well, it's disgusting, isn't it? It's two-tier. It's disgusting. Metropolitan Police, look what you've done again. Shows you cows, doesn't it, eh? What, you scared of a hunnets, are you? You know, you don't want to wind them up who might be in the crowd? Isn't that what it is? Yeah, it just goes to show you. There are men that will stand there and will defend the senator and to do everything like what an Englishman should do. Like, not like you. You like going there like namby-pambies. You know, what Braverman said was true. I stand by what she said. I think we all do. And she, at least she's got the guts to say it. And she's a politician. Dave, oh, my voice is gone. I'm going to have to pass it over. I'm not apologies, mate. Back to you, Dave.
No, absolutely no reason to apologize, Jeff. People, Jeff's having a little bit of trouble with his lungs. And, you know, it kind of gets in his throat. There's nothing to apologize for in that. You know, so... he is the host of the show, and as his loyal wingman, I will obviously step up anytime he needs me to. So, yeah, once again, double standards being applied to patriots versus the protected class, which is Muslims, and it really is disgraceful. These people are a disgrace to law enforcement all over the world. They're not law enforcement officers. They've turned into political bully boys. What they said was that the Patriots were supposedly moving towards the pro-Hamas demonstrators. Well, so effing what? And that's no reason to arrest them. And I can guarantee there has been many a time, and Jeff can confirm it, there's been many a time that Muslims were allowed not only to approach Patriot demonstrations, but to disrupt them with throwing projectiles and things of that nature. And by the way, the accusation of the police that projectiles were thrown at them, let's see some video. Until you show us some video, we're going to assume that's a lie, just based on the behavior of the Met police. This is absolutely disgraceful. What was not disgraceful, though, and there was video of this on Getter, and Tommy Robinson also shared video, I'm sure, on his Twitter account. That's right, guys, and that's capital T, capital R, and then, you know, the rest of his name, T. Robinson, and then New Era, and New Era being capital N and then capital E. T. Robinson, New Era, he's back on Twitter, and so is Katie Hopkins. Both of them are back on Twitter, and I'm sure he shared the video there. He certainly shared it on Getter, and it was a beautiful thing, this line of police quislings tried to stop these patriots from going to protect the cenotaph from these Muslim scuzzballs. And the police thought they weren't going to let them through. But there were thousands. As Jeff predicted, there were thousands of patriots who were ready to go, and go they did. And it was a beautiful thing to see. And there'll be more next week on that dark demonstration that was put on, and one other story that was kind of disgraceful as well. But we're going to move on to more positive stuff. However, Jeff, do you have anything more to say on this subject, or is there anything out of the chat, buddy?
No, it's well, I'll have a look in the chat, see what's in the chat, Dave, so bear with me a minute. Yeah, there's been a few. Had to be a bit, okay. I'm just going to read out what's been said here. a brilliant voice. That's good. No issues. Okay, and it goes on to say, yeah, you're good, Jeff. You can understand my comments. We can get through your feeling under the weather. Good trade. Laugh out loud. Yeah, bruv. Yeah. Bring it on. Says, damn right whinges through in objects just like here. What the damn right wing Trump lovers do always suspect love. That's you, Dave. I love him being here. He's funny.
Yeah, it's all right. Bring it on, boys. Somebody actually, and I saw this on Getter too. Somebody actually gave Tommy Robinson a MAGA hat, and he was wearing it. You know, and I posted back, and I said, "Hey, this American approves. It looks good on you." So there you go, man. It is really good to see once again Tommy Robinson on the street again. Yeah, they're going after him for contempt of court. They're going to try and end up putting him in prison for 2 years for something that, of course, he didn't even do. But he's still back on the street, and he's doing what Tommy Robinson does. One of those things that Tommy Robinson does is show respect for our veterans and for the war dead of the UK. So it was a great thing to see. Now,
Dave, do you mind me just saying?
Go on, man. Go.
Tommy's been doing this as long as I can remember him. But it all started off when the first time that the EDL actually got brought into the fray, when Tommy got involved, that was about the time, back 2009, 2000. Yeah, 2009, I think it was. And that was really when these Muslims were burning poppies, and in everybody see, somebody jumped over the fence, the barrier, and he pulled this black flag out of this Muslim's hand, and he got jumped on by a wee old Bill. You remember, that was the birth of the EDL, ladies and gentlemen. Right back then, all them years, Dave. I'm sorry, Dave, if I interrupt you, right? I was going to say something, but I wanted to say that to show he's always, in fact, it all started over because the Muslims were spitting at the soldiers for coming past, and everybody was pissed off. Well, that kicked it all off. That's when the birth of the English Defence League was born. He knew it had to come about, and it was a good time. A good time. Back to you, Dave.
Well, no, Jeff, again, absolutely no reason to apologize. Again, this is your show, and, you brought in a good thing. Now, we're going to shift over to the United States. We have several stories from there. Throughout this last week, you know, there was some fairly good stuff. And the first one comes from my own city of Burlington, Vermont, from WCAX TV Channel 3. And we're going to hit this one again, just some of the many Veterans Day celebrations and observances that went on in the States. Here we go. You're listening. This will be about a minute. You're listening to the English Defense League radio show.
The Josh Pallotta Fund hosted their 8th annual craft and vendor sale in St. Albans from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. A group of veterans, family, and community members of veteran Josh Pallotta created the nonprofit. All proceeds go to support veterans and service members. Roughly 40 craft vendors filled City Hall for the event. The goal of Josh's house is to provide a place for active and past serving military members to come together to connect with one another. Organizer Kristen Carpenter says the event has grown since the first year to now, with each year bringing in more people.
My favorite part is the vendors and the community. Having everybody come together just to support the cause is really great, and it warms my heart to see.
The Josh Pallotta Fund and Josh's House's ultimate mission is to one day end veteran suicide.
There you go. Now, welcome back to the English Fest League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Danger Man Mitchell. Jeff, a great thing, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think so as well. Yeah, very good. Back to you. Sorry, Dave. I'm not with it at the moment.
All right, all right. Yeah, well, the thing is, the reason that this story appealed was because veteran suicide is something that is endemic both in the UK and in the States. And part of it, of course, is because of the treatment that they get when they get back home. You know, the disrespect and everything else. You know, they think they're some kind of pariahs or something like that, you know. And it, you know, everything is hard for them because they're no longer in the military. They're in the civilian world and they're having to deal with all that. And yeah, it can be bad enough to where they just decide to end it all. So this was a worthwhile and is a worthwhile project. And while I've had reason recently to be a little bit ashamed of my city of Burlington, Vermont, this one kind of made up for that a little bit. There you go. Now, is there anything out of chat before we move on to the next one?
Let's have a look. Just a minute. Ooh, what's happening? Oh, yeah. That's it. That's it. Bring on boy. He goes on to say, Tommy rocks. He says, I'll give you a break today, Jeff. Just listen. Sorry, you're not up to par. Oh, bless him. Oh, what a good man, eh? Back to you, Dave. Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
All right, bring it on, boy. Yeah, you and Biggie and everybody that comes into the chat is absolutely appreciated here.
Yeah.
Okay, so, guys, okay. Now, another issue is going to be addressed in this next one. That we have, and let me just get up here. I'm gonna because all of these are from local TV, which is, you know, it's kind of too bad that there isn't more audio from local TV in the UK. But this one here comes from WOIO TV. Okay, see, that's going to be in Cleveland, Ohio. All right. So, guys, give this next one a listen. This is the English Defense League Radio Show. Well, maybe not that one. Give this one a listen. you'll see why that mistake was made. Check this out. You're listening to the English Defense League Radio Show.
A veteran who served in two branches of the military has a house of his own. He shares his journey to finding a home for him and his children. We spoke with him about his incredible story.
All right.
An exciting homecoming for Don Thompson Jr.
Thank you for your service. Welcome home.
One of the greatest accomplishments that has been made for me wasn't necessarily done by me and by me alone.
After dedicating years of service in the U.S. Army, Navy, and the Merchant Marines, Thompson struggled with challenges from the pandemic, losing his job, and being denied assistance. He was on the brink of homelessness.
With me, the Army told me to overcome and adapt to any situation, and so I've always relied on myself. But I have been put and placed in a situation where I realized that alone I just couldn't do it, and I needed help from other individuals, and those individuals are fellow veterans.
This Bedford Heights house was on the verge of being demolished. Ride with Valor stepped in to breathe new life into it, turning it into a home for Thompson and his 2-year-old twin boys.
And that's a great thing when you're used to carrying the world on your shoulders, but then you have a team of other individuals that say, look, we're going to take some of that weight off of you.
Thompson has been on a journey of overcoming challenges. Now, with the help of others, he's learned you don't have to do it alone.
And that's what life is about. So I'm just glad that there's other individuals that want, that's out of the me mode and want to take that M and turn it into a W and say, look, we together we got it.
And the welcome back to the English Fest League Radio Show. My name is Jeff Danger, Man Mitchell, and now you understand why I made the mistake. Jeff, what I did in uploading the file for this, I named the file Thompson after Mr. Thompson. And guys, you know, hey, I am the unpleasant blind guy. My vision ain't the greatest. So when, you know, I hit the button above, which happened to be the Thompson twins, not the right one, but we got to hear from Mr. Thompson. Jeff, what do you think about that one, the correct one I did this time?
Well, I just find that the whole story was a wonderful story. And good. I'm so pleased that he's got a home that everybody helps to put together for him, to put it all together, and he can sit back and he can enjoy his retirement, whatever he wants to do now with his children. How about that, though? Talk about warming, heartwarming story. And that's that was lovely. Thank you, mate. Back to you.
Yeah, it was. And yeah, again, this goes along with with a lot of what happens with veterans now, you know, that they are often made homeless and things of that nature. And what has to happen for them is a number of things. And, you know, this goes along with being, this goes along with being out of a job and things like that. And homelessness for veterans is something that you see in the UK as well. It's really a shocking thing in the UK. And this is something else Tommy Robinson has talked about, the lack of just veterans, as you guys put it, sleeping rough on the street and things of that nature. So whenever veterans actually get a home and they can have a normal life, then that is absolutely a good thing and a deserved thing, especially for a man who served in so many ways and in so many places. So, Jeff, is there anything out of chat before we move on, buddy?
Sorry, don't. Nothing at the moment. But I was just smiling. What Bring It On Boy said to me, I'll give you a break today, Jeff. Just listen. Sorry you're not up to par. Oh, bless, mate. Back to you, Dave. That's so nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. Okay. Now, guys, this next one is about a minute and a half. This is from Bill Snyder of WOLX-TV in Biloxi, Mississippi. So we're doing a few, we're covering a lot of the United States here, and this one, I'm sorry Bonnie wasn't here to hear about, because she emphasizes whenever she participates in any of these programs of this type, the impact on family that losing someone can have. The impact on the military family. So, guys, take a listen to this one. This is the English Defense League Radio Show.
Veterans Day coming up this weekend. Lots of attention is being shown to those who have served in our military. Today, Bill Snyder shines the spotlight on a group of families that lost loved ones in service of our country.
If you're not familiar with this monument here at the Biloxi Small Craft Harbor, it's the Gold Star Family Monument. And it was dedicated back in 2019. A Gold Star family is one who had a loved one serving in the military that didn't come home from service. It's a designation that goes all the way back to World War I. If you look at the monument, you see the four panels and the silhouette of a soldier at attention. The panels stand for Homeland, Family, Patriot, and Sacrifice. And with Veterans Day coming up this weekend, more attention has been drawn on those who served and gave the ultimate sacrifice for their country. At a recent event at Keesler Air Force Base, some of those Gold Star families were recognized through some displays, including a letter from a Lieutenant Colonel Mark Stratton, who grew up just east of here in Foley, Alabama. The letter was sent to his mother just days before he died while serving in Afghanistan in 2009. It's just part of the designation of veterans and those whose family members made the ultimate sacrifice while serving our country. Here in Biloxi, Bill Snyder, WLOX News Now.
There you go. And welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show with the host, Jeff Dangerman Mitchell. Jeff, what do you think, bud?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about these, the Gold Star families. I mean, you pay the ultimate, you know, sacrifice on the battlefield, and the way that it's remembered is absolutely magnificent. You know, to be a Gold Star family, that's, you know, even though to some people it's so important, isn't it, Dave? It's so important to that family to think that their son or their daughter served their country, and now they're they become a Gold Star family. It has to be a great dignity for the parents involved. Would you agree, Dave? I think it's amazing. Back to you, Dave.
Oh, yeah. And for those who want to know what that monument looks like, we did post a picture of it at the show page here at blogtalkradio.com. So you guys are listening at the TECN.TV radio page can just take a look over here once the show is done, and you can see the magnificent monument. And it really is a great tribute to those Gold Star families. And not a lot or not enough in some people's estimation, certainly in Bonnie's, is said about the sacrifice that the Gold Star families make, because that's a, you know, that's a husband or a son or a brother or a cousin that's not coming home, and it hurts. I mean, it hurts down to the quick. And if you haven't experienced it, you really don't know what it's like. But there it is. So the fact that the people of Biloxi did this is a truly good and amazing thing. And there need to be more of them in both our countries, in the UK and in the States and in other countries as well. So we're going to move on. Jeff, is there anything out of the chat before we take this on?
So, Dave, just one moment, Dave. Just check it out. let me see. Bring your voices. With all the ugliness in the world today, it's nice to see goodness. Really great that is. When we honour those who deserve it. Thank you. Yeah, agreed. Bring it on, boy. Back to you, Dave. That's brilliant. Thank you.
Bring it on, boy. Couldn't say it better myself, man. Couldn't say it better myself. Okay. Now, we're going to move on to the next one here. This is from WSAW-TV, Channel 7, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And, this addresses another one of the issues. And it's about 2 minutes long. So give this a listen. This is the English Defense League radio show. We're honoring our veterans around Remembrance Day.
Sometimes it can be difficult for vets to find work after they leave the military.
And new nonprofit based in Milwaukee is helping to make that transition easier while also filling other needs. Heroes for Healthcare helps medically trained military make the move into civilian healthcare. News Channel 7's Dominique O'Neill joins us in the studio. Dom, what can you tell us about this program?
Cassandra, Wisconsin is the first state to have this type of program. Last year, the state passed a bill that would allow military-trained healthcare workers work under the supervision on the civilian side. While going to school, UW Health hired the first veteran from this partnership this fall.
They helped me find a job here.
That's Kelly Willer. While in the Navy from 2016 to 2023, she performed various tasks, including analyzing lab samples, giving out vaccines, and helping with surgeries on base. Now she's a part of UW Health.
I feel a lot more ready for it because I already have my base knowledge, so I'm not going to be starting from zero.
Heroes for Healthcare, based in Milwaukee, is helping medically trained military veterans transition and utilize their skills.
And be able to then work at full capacity of whatever their goal is, whatever that pathway is that they want to pursue.
WISMAC, short for Wisconsin Military Medics, is a result of a bipartisan legislation bill signed into law in March of 2022. It's where a temporary credential and license requirements for eligibility Army medics and Air Force techs are waived. This makes it possible for them to work in civilian healthcare roles while they're also pursuing additional medical license or credentials.
It's a win for the community, and then it's a win for our veterans because we have a national healthcare shortage. And everybody needs to start looking outside the box.
It helps me with interview, putting together my resumes, and finding college that would use most of my credits.
And to qualify for WISMAC program, people must have been discharged within 12 months and be medically trained or had an honorable or medical discharge.
And there you go. Welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Danger Man Mitchell. Jeff, what do you think, buddy?
Yeah, I really like that. Train people up when they come out of the service to continue in their private lives and bring them up to speed on things. That is magic. I can't talk too long back because my voice is going. My apologies, but I just want to let you know. Back to you, Dave. Thank you.
No problem, Jeff. No problem at all, man. Yeah, well, and yeah, that's the thing. So often, and this is true in a lot of Western countries, you know, so often what happens is government gets in the way of military people when they get out of the military. They get in the way of them being able to get the kind of jobs in the specialties that they trained in. And what this does is it cuts through some of the red tape, because it recognizes that they already have some of the training. They've got to jump on other students and people like that who might just come in cold. So they give them a leg up by not forcing them to go through so much folderol in order to get into the medical profession. So this is actually a really good thing. So there you go. Now, Jeff, is there anything out of chat before we move on?
What did I just do there? Did I say it wrong there? Oh, sorry, Dave. Just coming back here. I don't know. I'm just pretty thinking about it. nothing at the moment. Thank you. Thanks, Dave.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, as we know, in both the UK and in the States and Canada and so many countries, our colleges and universities have not been centers of some very good behavior lately. But I did find one, and that was doing something worthwhile. And, you know, you're going to hear about that now. It's just over 2 minutes. This is going to be Michael Barnes. This is for KSLA-TV Channel 12 in Shreveport, Louisiana. And give this a listen. This is the English Defense League radio show.
News 12's Michael Barnes joins us live from SUSLA from all of the celebrations. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Steve. I am here at SUSLA right now. We're talking about two different events that are happening with SUSLA this
week. We got something happening today, and we have something happening on Friday. I'm here with Susla's Urena Holt. Let's talk about what's happening here in Southern University Shreveport's Alphonse Jackson Auditorium.
Yes, so today we will be representing and celebrating our veterans for the faculty, staff, and students. And we are also inviting all of the community veterans to come out and be a part of this celebration here today. It starts at 11:30 until 1:30. We will have a reception for them to come out and join us.
So what exactly is going to be going on during the celebration? Why should people come out and honor veterans with SUSLA?
So today we are honoring the veterans, although Veterans Day is not today, but we are asking that the veterans come out so that we can celebrate them. The importance of knowing that veterans are the ones that have made this land free because of them, and they're the brave ones. And so it's just a small token will be given out to them, a little program coming out for them to celebrate the honor and honoring all of the veterans in the community.
And what will you find in this program? What are some things you'll see during the celebration?
So during the celebration, we will have some of our band students coming out and playing some of their music for the veterans that they have practiced. We will also have a retired colonel coming out and giving words of inspiration for the students. And students, I said, but faculty, staff, members are here. And we also want to make sure our community veterans come out and see how Southern University honors our veterans. Chancellor Gant, she wants to make sure that the veterans here in the community know that we support and the veterans to come out.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining me. We'll be back at 5:30 talking about the Veterans Resource Fair and breakfast happening here tomorrow morning at Southern University in Shreveport. Michael Barnes reporting live for KSLA News 12.
And there you go. Welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Dangerman Mitchell. Jeff, what you think?
Yeah, that was great. It's just nice to know different universities and things like that. I do things that are that for the veterans. So it's always great that we got a little snippet or something just to show our great listeners out there how much it's appreciated, our veterans and that day. So I just want to say that, Dave, because it always makes me feel warm inside when I hear people put themselves out for the veterans and that. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jeff, listeners, it did my heart good digging around for stories for Veterans Day to see how many high schools here in the States and how many universities as well were doing little programs for the veterans all week, and of course, you know, on Veterans Day as well. And you know, when you monitor the news the way Jeff and I do, there's a lot to depress you. Oh my God, is there a lot? But seeing things like this, seeing respect being paid to those who have sacrificed. It I agree with Jeff. It does make you feel pretty good inside. So, you know, it is a great thing to see, and it's a great thing to point out because so much negativity has been coming out of the universities from both sides of the pond recently. Yeah. You know, involving all of this pro-Hamas BS and everything else, anti-Semitism and things of that nature. So this was kind of refreshing and nice to hear. So Jeff, is there anything out of the chat before we run to the next one?
Let's have a look. Hang on. Were we one of those who deserve it? That was the last thing that Bring On Boy said. So there you go, Dave. Thank you. Thanks, Bring On Boy.
All right. Yes, indeed. Thank you, but Bring It On Boy. Now, this one I personally found fascinating. And you know, again, in keeping with the 21st century. So you're going to hear now from WBTV Channel 3 in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's where this next story is going to come from. And it's going to last about a minute. It's a very fascinating little thing here. You're listening to the English Defense League Radio Show.
Tomorrow is Veterans Day. Time to take a moment to thank all of the people who serve to keep our country safe. Every veteran has a story, and there's a way you can share those stories. The Digital Veterans Legacy Memorial Project, or VLM, was started in 2019 to tell the stories behind the VA markers at cemeteries. Veterans Affairs populates online pages with military service and cemetery information. Family, friends, and others can submit photos and mementos that you can search and learn from.
Family members and battle buddies and friends can find their veterans in a digital space and honor them by telling stories, sharing memories.
Ahead of this Veterans Day, the platform doubled to nearly 10 million profiles. If you're looking for the page of a veteran you know, we'll have a link to the Veterans Legacy Memorial Project on our website, WBTV.com.
And there you go. Welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Danger Man Mitchell. And Jeff, what are your views there, buddy?
Well, I think it's just seeing when you're bringing these things up like this, I say it just makes me feel so good inside that people are really, really putting themselves out for the veterans. And the veterans must be feeling quite happy to know that people care. That's the most important thing. People care. People respect you. Back to you, Dave.
All right. Yeah, and that's absolutely true. Yeah. I think you're nailing on the head there. And the cool thing about this is, you know, this is something that they can pass down to, you know, their children, their grandchildren, and it's in a form that they can appreciate, which is digital. So, you know, that will actually help in telling their story as it needs to be told. You know, that's the whole point. And, you know, because so many of these people are beginning to die off, at this point, you're seeing Korean War veterans, World War II, there are still a few World War II veterans, but, you know, they're into their high 90s now, and, you know, it's getting pretty close to that time. And the thing about it is that, you know, we need to hear their stories, and this is being done digitally now, so that those young people can actually hear those and appreciate those. So, you know, that adds an extra dimension to it. And the next one that I want to do, and we're going to wait for the studio to re-engage now, the next one that we want to do is really the final one. And before I do the final one, Jeff, is there anything that you want to say concerning what you've heard so far, and just concerning how Remembrance Day was observed in the UK and things of that nature? Is there any final statement you want to make before we hear this last one, buddy?
Yeah, I must admit, I mean, even though what was going on, I know all across the country, everybody was paying their respects. And that's what it's about. Yes, there was other things going on. We've already gone over those aspects. But this was going on all over the country, you know, for that, you know, once a year we come together and we bow our heads to these men that paid the final sacrifice for the country, for the people of the country, and their families and that. That's what I was thinking as I was watching yesterday, Dave. You know, I didn't even know what was going on in London, to be honest with you. I wasn't taking notes of the crazy palace and all that, like, you know, this and that. But I was very interested to listen to people across the country, up and down the country, paying the respects there. To me, it's important. And what Tommy did and what the rest of the lads found was very, as you say, it's what you do. When you love your country, you're a patriot. And of course, you will get those people that who are the enemy. In certain cases, they're like the enemy, aren't they? Double standards, political correct crap. And we fed up with all this. Why don't we get back to some sort of normality? But, you know, we're always going to get them, aren't we? But you never know, there might come a time when they'll need us more than we need them. You know what I'm saying, guys? It will come. As I say, the world now is at war, basically. And those that have come against us are your enemies. Take it from me, I've been talking about this for years, studied this. So Winston Churchill knew exactly what was going to come. He pre-warned us. So I'm not just being a soothsayer. I'm just repeating things from people who've gone before me, who knew exactly they dealt with these people. But here we go. We are where we are. We take a stand and we don't give in. We never give up. Of course, we're never going to surrender. Back to you, Dave.
Right, Jeff. And with that, we're going to end with just one of the many ceremonies that took place on Veterans Day and you know, on Veterans Day and today as well. I mean, there were celebrations that are still going on today, but you know, picked out one, and it's really a difficult thing to do. This one here is from KOLN TV Channel 11, and it is in Lincoln, Nebraska, and this one is just one of the many that took place, and this particular one, I'm going to scroll down here a little bit because of this. Okay, there. This particular one is, okay, I'm going to have to scroll down a little bit more. There we go. Thank you, BTR. And it said, and we said no issues. Yeah, this particular one here is about 2 3/4 minutes long. You're listening to the English Defense League radio show.
The streets of the capital city were filled with red for game day. People gathered to walk from Memorial Stadium to honor the men and women who fought for their freedom. 1011 Chanel Taylor McCarthy went to the Veterans Day event today and spoke with those who hold the day of observation close to their hearts.
Sam, folks from around Lincoln, both veterans and civilians, walked from Memorial Stadium to Antelope Park for the 25th annual Veterans Walk of Recognition. Afterwards, we heard from leaders and members of the community at the Ald Pavilion about what today means to them. Veterans Day, a day to recognize the men and women who have fought and those who have died for the freedoms we enjoy every day. From those who grappled in the Vietnam War to the people who have died contending in Afghanistan, family and loved ones came together in Lincoln today to remember the people they lost. Including Joyce Peck, a Gold Star mother whose son, Staff Sergeant Patrick Hamburger, died in 2011 while flying a Chinook helicopter in Afghanistan.
He was a character by all means, and my friend and my son, and I miss him terribly, and I know a lot of people do.
Peck says honoring the person her son was goes beyond Veterans Day.
It's very important for me to carry on Patrick's legacy by helping serve the veterans in need in this community.
Veterans who attended today's event sang along to military service songs and joined in for prayer and invocation. Also in attendance, Mayor Lirian Gaylor Baird honored, along with members of Lincoln City Council, honoring those close to them that serve in the armed forces.
It only makes sense to me to make certain that every time we have an opportunity to say thank you and to hold someone up for having made such a large gift to the United States, that we do so.
The day of reflection continues, but people are encouraged to remember those who have fought for the country every day. On December 16th, the public is welcome to a wreath ceremony at Wayuka Cemetery to honor the deceased soldiers buried in the military circles.
And there you go. That's the final one. Welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Danger Man Mitchell. Jeff,
that was...
It's you go. You're used, man.
Sorry.
No. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, no. I was going to say it's so nice to hear that, and that, especially that snippet that you played on the show tonight as well, Dave. That's really. I think it's been a wonderful show this evening. I really do, with the different clips that we've played. You know, talking about this side of the pond and your side of the pond, Dave. You know, it just gives everybody a flavour of the international thing that we are, isn't it, Dave? The international radio show we are. So I just want to say that I really like that last segment as well. Back to you, Dave.
All right. And... just want to say thank you to Bring It On Boy and Bigfoot for being in the chat. And I want to thank all those who listen to us from the TECN.TV radio page and all of those who listen to us here at blogtalkradio.com and all of your devices. And we will be back next week. We talk a little bit more about some of the less savory aspects that went on on this Remembrance Day, and of course other things. We'll have a full show for you guys, so please come back and check us out then. Meanwhile, Jeff, I'm ready with an appropriate play out, and if you want to give a final statement, go ahead.
Yeah, no, sorry Dave, I was going to say I've seen someone who's in the studio but hadn't put their hand up, but you know, to speak like, so as far as I'm concerned, oh, is that you, Dave? Hang on.
Yeah, Jeff, well, the show is pretty much over, so I don't know who this is, and we don't want to troll either, so you may want to consider that. You know, it's your call.
I'll tell you what, buddy, I'm not sure, it could be one of our regulars, but if you can call in next week at the beginning of the show, we'll take you on, okay? I don't want to all of a sudden take, you know, open it up and then find I've got a troll there, so I hope you don't mind. It's not being you, but because sometimes we've had that, so we don't feel up for it this week, especially, you know, remember it's day and all that, okay, buddy? But I don't know where to take a chance, you know. Oh, it's okay. Okay, Dave. All good, mate. So, anyway, Dave, let me pass it back to you, buddy.
Okay, Jeff, yeah. And, yeah, you know, as for the person who called, hey, if you're a friend of ours, then, talk to us next week.
Yeah.
And if you're a troll, you know, go boil your head, okay? Now, we're going to go ahead and play out with a very appropriate song. And just want to say to all the foot soldiers, angels, and particularly all of the veterans out there and their families, be prosperous, be blessed, and no surrender ever. And this day and every day, respect our veterans and show that respect. Don't just say it. God bless everyone.
Well, how do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while? Need the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you are only 19 when you joined the Great Fallen in 1916. I hope you died well and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride, who was it slow and obscene? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave it a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and forever behind the glass frame? In an old photograph, torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in the brown leather frame. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did I sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun, now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze that makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference, to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Ah, young Willie McBride, I can't help wondering why. Do those that lie here know why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end war? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down?
there the band play the last pause and chorus. Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as it lowered you down? Did the band play the last pause and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the fall?
That is so sad and so beautiful. Thank you for playing that, David. It's absolutely a wonderful, wonderful tune. And it's very sad, but it does make you think about war, battles and all that sort of thing. And that's such a beautiful tune. And you never get tired of listening to it. That's sort of a tune that is. It's soulful, you know. But anyway, I've got to thank you all for being here with me tonight. Of course, Bring It On Boy, and of course, Bigfoot. They both said a great show, night all. Bigfoot says, thanks, Jeff and Agador. Good night, everyone. So there you go. We'll see you next week, guys. So thank you very much for being with us this evening. And same with you, Dave. Thank you for the slides and the great script for this evening and everything you do, Dave. And I'm not going to hang about too much, ladies and gentlemen, because my chest isn't that good this evening, so bear with me. But we'll see you again next week. And so with that, I've just got to do this now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the English Defence League radio show signing off for tonight, and we'll see you again next week. Good night, God bless, and no surrender ever. Good night, everybody. God bless. Bye-bye.